Hello, lovely people of the internet. Welcome back to Walk and Talk Level Up. I'm Livia Pond, but you can call me Liv. This is episode 80 of our All English podcast. Can you believe it? How long have you been with us? It doesn't matter if this is your first or 80th time, we're so glad you're here with us. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen, share your time with me, and let me be part of your journey in learning English. Since this is an extra special episode, you're going to hear me talk a little more, okay? I just want to make sure you know that this and all of our podcast series were created thinking of you. They're made for you to include language learning in your day-to-day life, since you can listen to it wherever you are. Every now and then, we like to break it down how and why our podcast series works on helping you with your language learning. We always start these episodes by listening to a brand new dialogue. Then we go over it line by line to make sure we understand everything. And most importantly, to work on our pronunciation, we repeat everything we hear. When I ask you to repeat, it's very important that you do it out loud, okay? I know I say it all the time, but it's important for you to hear yourself speak. We sound very different in our minds and in real life, so you have to be able to hear yourself to notice the speech patterns that need improving. Now, before we listen to the dialogue, let's quickly talk about the fluency hacking method. This method is in every episode, even if we don't mention it. It consists of four simple steps that help you communicate in any language. The first step is the challenge. Here, you challenge yourself to learn something new. Step number two is the one where you turn challenge into knowledge. It's called the bridge. You turn everything you didn't understand before into something understandable. The third step is the great leap. It's time for practice. The great leap is where you will do intense listening training, memorizing vocabulary, and getting used to the sounds and quirks of the native language. That's just what we're doing here. And finally, step number four, the magic. It's the phase of the process where we will internalize all the content learned so you'll never forget a word again. If you're listening to this through our content portal, you'll find extra content in the description so you can expand your learning. And if you're listening to us through a streaming platform like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anything else, remember to head over to fluencytv.com to have access to that and to over 1,000 free lessons in 5 different languages. We'll soon be adding more languages to that, so be sure to check it out. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking and we can finally get started. We're going to listen to a conversation between two women, Gina and Amy. Try to figure out what they're talking about.
Hi, Gina.
Hey, did you get in all right?
Yeah, everything went fine.
You sound really tired. What time is it there?
It's just past 11.
You usually go to sleep after that, don't you? I've rarely seen you in bed before that.
Yeah, but I'm still a little jet-lagged.
All right, I'm gonna let you get some sleep. I just wanted to know you were safe.
Thanks, darling. Everything is all right. I'm gonna get some sleep. I'll talk to you soon.
How much did you understand of this dialogue? Let's listen again.
Hi, Gina.
Hey, did you get in all right?
Yeah, everything went fine.
You sound really tired. What time is it there?
It's just past 11.
You usually go to sleep after that, don't you? I've rarely seen you in bed before that.
Yeah, but I'm still a little jet-lagged.
All right, I'm gonna let you get some sleep. I just wanted to know you were safe.
Thanks, darling. Everything is all right. I'm gonna get some sleep. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, let's jump in. We heard a phone conversation in which Gina calls Amy. Our dialogue starts with Gina saying, "Hey, did you get in all right?" Get in is a phrasal verb. It can have different meanings, but here it means, "Did you arrive okay? Are you safe?" Let's repeat what Gina says. Hey. Did you? Did you? Did you notice the linking sound there? You're probably familiar with them. They happen when we speak naturally. One or more words turn into one single sound. Let's repeat again, and this time try to mimic that sound. Did you get in? Get in. Did you get in? All right. Did you get in all right? Again, did you get in all right? Good job. Amy answers saying, "Hi, Gina." Repeat. Hi, Gina. And she continues saying, "Yeah, everything went fine. So she did arrive safely and everything is okay." Repeat. Yeah. Everything? Everything went fine. Everything went fine. Again, everything went fine. Then Gina says, "You sound really tired." So Amy's voice is a little different than usual. She sounds like she is tired. Repeat after me. You sound really tired. You sound really tired. You sound really tired. Again, you sound really tired. And she wants to know, what time is it there? So they are in different time zones. It's not the same time where they are. Repeat. What time is it there? What time is it there? What time is it there? Again, what time is it there? Good job. Amy answers saying it's just past 11. That means it's a little after 11, maybe 11:10 or 11:15. It's just past 11. It's just past 11. It's just past 11. Gina says, "You usually go to sleep after that, don't you?" That "don't you" at the end of the sentence is a tag question. They're little expressions we add to confirm something. So Gina knows that Amy commonly goes to bed after 11. She's just confirming it. In the description, you'll find more examples of tag questions, so don't forget to check. Repeat after me. You usually go to sleep after that. You usually go to sleep after that. You usually go to sleep after that. Don't you? Don't you? You usually go to sleep after that. Don't you? You usually go to sleep after that, don't you? Pay attention to the linking sounds there. We don't say each word separately. We combine them. Repeat again. You usually go to sleep after that, don't you? Awesome job. She continues saying, I've rarely seen you in bed before that. Rarely is a frequency adverb. They're used to indicate how often something is done. So Gina is saying that she almost never sees Amy in bed before 11 p.m. Repeat. I've. Rarely. Rarely. Seen you in bed before that. I've rarely 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 seen you in bed before that. One more time. I've rarely seen you in bed before that. Amy answers saying, yeah, but I'm still a little jet lagged. Jet lag is what happens when you travel by plane and the time zone changes and your body gets extremely tired. Here, Amy is using that as a verb, saying that because of the traveling, the trip, she's tired and her body is heavy and tired too. Let's repeat. Yeah, but I'm still a little jet lagged. Yeah. But I'm still a little jet lagged. Yeah, but I'm still a little jet lagged. Again, yeah, but I'm still a little jet lagged. Gina then says, all right, I'm gonna let you get some sleep. Here we have the contraction of the words going to. It becomes gonna. Repeat after me. Gonna. I'm gonna. All right. I'm gonna let you get some sleep. All right. I'm gonna let you get some sleep. All right. I'm gonna let you get some sleep. And she continues saying, I just wanted to know you were safe. Repeat. I just wanted to know you were safe. I just wanted to know you were safe. I just wanted to know you were safe. And we got to the last line of dialogue. Amy ends the phone call saying, "Thanks, darling." Repeat. Thanks. Darling. Thanks, darling. Everything is all right. Everything is all right. Everything is all right. Now we have another contraction. You can contract the contraction I'm gonna to I'ma. It's a weird sound and very informal, but it works as a way of saying I'm going to. Repeat. I'ma. 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 Get some sleep. I'ma get some sleep. She's saying she's going to sleep. Repeat her full sentence. I'ma get some sleep. And she says goodbye, saying, I'll talk to you soon. Repeat after me. I'll talk to you soon. I'll talk to you soon. Again, I'll talk to you soon. Awesome job. Let's hear their conversation one more time.
Hi, Gina.
Hey, did you get in all right?
Yeah, everything went fine.
You sound really tired. What time is it there?
It's just past 11.
You usually go to sleep after that, don't you? I've rarely seen you in bed before that.
Yeah, but I'm still a little jet-lagged.
All right, I'm gonna let you get some sleep. I just wanted to know you were safe.
Thanks, darling. Everything is all right. I'm gonna get some sleep. I'll talk to you soon.
So, how was it hearing the dialogue this time? Did you understand everything? Feel free to listen to this episode as many times as you want. You can even memorize this dialogue. It's a great way to internalize what you learned here. All right, this is the end of this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed your time here with me. It was a pleasure being with you as always. There's a new episode of Walk and Talk Level Up every week, and we'll be waiting for you. I'll see you next time. Stay awesome.